Praise God. Amen. Got somebody else looking at the turtle down there. All right. I'm going to get mine off the turtle. Praise God. We're in our second week of true Christian characteristics. Amen. Last week we looked at new birth, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the Word of God. And tonight we're going to look at, with new growth, secondly, with new birth, there comes new growth. Amen. And the Lord parallels this sort of like with children. If your baby, you wouldn't feed your infant steak. You would feed them milk to begin with, and then the mush, and then meat. And the Bible says in 1 Peter 2:2, it says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that we may grow thereby. Right here in that container there. Did they give you a handout? Okay. You have a pen? Okay. Okay. Amen. So tonight we're going to look at, this week we're going to look at new growth. We're going to focus on 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Just like we grow up in the natural, if we're being born again, we're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So we're being not conformed to this world, but we're being transformed by the renewing of our mind. So as a new spirit man, we have to renew our minds according to the Word of God. I have to get myself where I'm at. So first, we're going to be, one of the things about growing, we have seed time and harvest. We're talking about and sowing. Are we here? But grow in grace, growth in spirit, and sowing, and sowing. This has two sides to it. It could be in the financial. It could also be in the spiritual. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 10, he says, now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. And what we're looking at here, and this text, the Apostle Paul is speaking about sowing financially, spiritually, physically, amen. It can be taken on every level. And on Isaiah chapter 55, the thought that I have for this is, the prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 55, 10, for as the rain cometh down in the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, he says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, so it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. So as we're growing in the spirit, We're being transformed by the renewing of our mind. If we're a baby, we're eating baby food. We're drinking milk. If we're in middle age, we're probably eating soft food. And then as we get older, we will be dining on hard food. And one of the things the Lord was speaking to my heart about, and what happens so many times in the body of Christ, we have newborn babes, and we try to stuff steak down their throat, and they choke. Amen? In other words, we're growing in grace. Now, matter of fact, in Hosea chapter 10, verse number 12, he said, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up the fallow ground in your heart, for it is time to seek the Lord until he comes and rains righteousness down upon you. So as we're looking at grow in sowing, we're also going to look at grow in speaking. Amen? In other words, if faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, that the word has to be spoken for faith to increase. Amen? I'm a word man, and I believe God's word as what it says. So if he says that, we need to put it into application and accept that. Matter of fact, in Ephesians 4, verse number 15, God is love. So as we're ministering and we're raising up, God has called us to raise up other disciples and to be teachers of others. Amen. And God knew who would be in this room tonight. I didn't have any idea who would be in this room, but God knew from the very foundation of the earth, God knew who would be sitting in this room. And he tells you and I in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 15, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is ahead, even Christ. So when we're speaking the word, if the word isn't covered and saturated with love, it'll have an ill effect. Amen? When I understand God's word, it says love will cover a multitude of sins. And love is, God is love. So as he's speaking the truth, he's speaking the word in love, there is therefore no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus that walk in the Spirit, not after the flesh. So he is telling us that we're ministers of love. Amen? Amen. Back years ago, when I was a hippie, hello, I never thought I'd be a minister of love this way. Just telling you. I mean, being real. Or is that just me? But one of the things he says that we're to grow in the Spirit by establishing. Now, in the English language, we use establish. But in the King James, I use establishing, and it fit with my S. So turn me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. Verse number 12, he says, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one to another and toward all men, even as we do toward you, to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord and Jesus Christ with all of his saints. So he's telling us that as we're growing in the Spirit, we can only grow in the Spirit, actually, as if we grow in grace. Grace is unmerited favor. God had amazing grace for you and I, and it's so important that we have unmerited favor or grace for one another. You know, he says in Ephesians 2, 8 through 10, he says, for by grace you are saved by faith, that not of yourselves is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in good works, that God before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen? So grace received, grace given. This calls for us to grow in stewardship. Hey, how you doing, Silas? Little Jonathan. Yeah. Amen. So in 1 Peter chapter 4, are you with me tonight? We're growing in grace. Amen. In verse number 10, Ephesians 4, verse number 10, he says, As every man has received a gift, God's gifts, the call of God is irrevocable. We talked about that. Everyone in the room is gifted. And God says, as every man has received a gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Amen. In other words, God has entrusted us with something that's for the benefit of someone else. And if I do not allow the stewardship to take place with that gift, it never becomes the blessing that God called it to be. So he says, as every man has received a gift, even minister the same one to another as a good steward of the manifold grace of God. That God gave you that. Listen to me. Wait a minute. God gave you that gift by grace. You didn't earn it or deserve it. And when God gives you a gift to bless someone else, they don't have to earn it or deserve it. We get to the point where we say, oh, they don't deserve that. Well, who made you God? Amen? Amen? You didn't deserve it either, but God bestowed it upon you to be a blessing to someone else. So as we're growing up, everything that God gave me is for the benefit of someone else. Amen? Don't get me wrong. I have to apply it before I can share it. Oh, God's not talking to me. He's just talking to you. No. We have unmerited favor that we received this grace, and we're to share it with one another. And we can only do this in submission. We need to grow in submission. In 1 Peter 5:5, the Word of God says this. He says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Let me stop here a minute. An elder to you may be 20 years younger than you. Hello? An elder doesn't necessarily mean someone that's old. It means someone that's aged more in Christ than you are. Hello? Hello? Sometimes that's kind of hard for elders to submit to the younger. But God says we're to submit to one another in the fear of the Lord. Now, the Bible also says that gray hair is wisdom. Amen? And the lack of gray hair is more wisdom. Because I was a good steward with it. I shared it. Somebody posted today on Facebook. The lady posted on Facebook. She was all kind of crazy. She was 24 years old, and she found the white hair. And I posted on there, looking for, I lost the white hair. Has anybody found it? I lose white hairs all the time. She might have found one of mine. Hallelujah. Was that corny? But he said, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves to the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another. We're subject. We're submitting to one another. And be clothed with humility. Why? Because God resists the proud, and he gives grace to the humble. So humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Amen? You will only get promoted to the amount of submission you do. You know, I think in marriage, as you're celebrating your 10th anniversary tonight, you know, a lot of times we like to use Ephesians 4 where it says, wives, submit to your husbands in everything, you know? But the word of God says before that, in verse 20, there he says, submitting to one another in the fear of the Lord. Amen. We submit to one another. When we submit to one another, we bless one another. Amen. Amen. I submit to my wife because she's always right. I submit to you, do not. She dresses me. She tells me what I can do and what I can't do. That's too far. Forgive me, Lord. I felt lightning. I felt thunder up there crackling up. What? Uh-huh. I should get some brownie points for that, shouldn't I? You know, if you're called into ministry, listen to me. If you're called into full-time ministry and you will not submit yourself, God will never exalt you. He'll never put you in that place until you come into the humility and humbleness and submit. You know, and the level, it's kind of interesting. For whatsoever a man soweth, that which he also reaps. So if you're not sowing humility and then you step into ministry, nobody's going to sow humility to you either. Amen? Amen. It comes back in and haunts us later. Because what God says in his word is truth. He says, we shall know the truth, and it's the truth that makes us free. So as we're looking at this and we're getting true Christian characteristics, we're growing, and we're growing in the things of the Lord. There's also structure. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Silas agreed, didn't he? I heard him say structure. Did you hear him? The Apostle Paul said this. And verse number 10, he said, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon, but let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. But you have to go before that. He says in verse number 6, I have planted in Apollos water, but God gave the increase. So that neither is he that planteth anything, neither is he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. We're his vine. We're his building. You can look at it in the same structure as you look at that. It comes under structure. God has a structure of things. He's the master builder. And if I'm following the master builder, all I have to do is follow his plan. And if I follow the plan, everything comes together. When we had the blueprints for this building, it was laid out in detail. But if you'd have changed some measurements over here and changed some measurements over there, the beams or nothing would have matched or met. Amen. It would have been out of order. It would have been out of kilter. And we serve a God truly that does things decently, and he does them in order. And what's so special about this, and what you got to get a hold of this tonight, is this. This world is chaos and completely out of order. And God is the only thing that's in order. So in the midst of all this chaos, when I'm structured with him, I can stay in order in the midst of chaos. And then the chaos and the storms that come don't have that effect on me. They don't toss me. They don't throw me because I'm following his structure, God's plan. And his plan says this. He says, for I know the plans that he has for us for good and not for evil. We all have hope and expect it in. Hallelujah. I read the end of the book. We win. Amen. So he says that we're going to grow as we're growing in the spirit. We're going to grow in grace. We're also going to growth in knowledge. I love it when Solomon said, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, but with all of your getting, get understanding. If you don't understand, it's hard to apply. So knowledge needs to be understood. Understood. Look with me in Jeremiah chapter 9. I love these words of the prophet Jeremiah. In Jeremiah chapter 9, verse number 23, he says this. He says, thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. When we have knowledge of God's word, we're walking with understanding, growth and understanding. Growth and understanding will bring us growth in union. Union. And Hosea chapter 6. The word of God says in verse 3. He says, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and the former rain unto the earth. You know, the former rain is the springtime rain in the natural. And so the seed blossoms. Amen? The latter rain is the harvest rain that brings the fruit. Amen? So God's a God that, in union, just as the early rain and the latter rain on the earth bring forth fruit, the early rain and the latter rain that he poured out, the day of Pentecost and the latter rain that's coming, going to bring back a mighty harvest. But it's a rain that brings unity in the body of Christ. I've seen it in a vision, and I know it's coming. Denominational walls will fall. There's a coming where the denominational walls will fall, and it'll be about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the move of God. Amen? And it's coming. It's coming. He spoke about it in Revelations, what he was speaking about to the seven churches. It was the church in whole, and God's going to bring a union together in the body of Christ. Amen? Amen? And so as we're looking at this, it calls for us to operate and to move in unity. I love Psalms 133. I love this scripture text in Psalms 133. The Bible says this in verse 1. He says, behold how good and how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the beard head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Amen. So what is he saying? He says that we're growing, a new growth, we're to grow in the Spirit. We're growing in the Spirit by the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We're growing in the Spirit. We're growing in grace. You know, when grace totally blows my mind. It goes outside of every standard of man. Everything in this world is earned or deserved. Hello? every business, every employee, you work, you get a gold star or a pink star or a red star, or whatever you're going to get, or you accomplish this by what you do. It's all by what you do. Grace is given to you just freely. You didn't earn it or deserve it. You didn't do anything for it. God just said, I love you so much, I'm just going to bless you. And since I'm going to bless you and I've given you my spirit, you can walk in blessing. If you walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. Because the spirit and the flesh are enmity against one another. It's a battle. It's a battlefield. But we're to grow in grace and we're to grow in the knowledge of the Lord. No matter where you are in your walk with the Lord, you still need to grow. Amen? We're all growing. We're growing together as a body. Amen? So, let's all stand. Has anybody got any questions? Anybody have a song? Are we with each other?